The Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text 55. Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa Swarta Parasmritaha Ekanta Bhaktir Govende Yat sarvatra tarikshanam etavaneva lokesmin pumsa svarta parasmritaha ekanta bhaktir govinde yat sarvatra tarikshanam Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmritaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Yat sarvatra tarikshanam Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmitaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Yat sarvatra tadikshanam Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmritaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Yat sarvatra tadikshanam Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmritaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Yat sarvatra tadikshanam Vaishnavis Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmitaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Yat sarvatra tadikshanam Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmritaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Trasatra tadikshanam Etavaneva lokesmin Pumsa svarta parasmritaha Ekanta bhaktir govinde Yat sarvatra tadikshanam Etavan This much Eva Certainly Loke asmin, in this material world, pumsaha, of the living entity, svaartaha, the real self-interest, paraha, transcendental, smritaha, regarded, ekanta bhaktihi, unalloyed devotional service. Govinde to Govinda. Yet, which? Sarvatra, everywhere. Tadikshanam, seeing the relationship with Govinda, Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see Him everywhere is the only goal of life. This much alone is the ultimate goal of human life, as explained by all the revealed scriptures. Please repeat. In this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see Him everywhere is the only goal of life. This much alone is the ultimate goal of human life, as explained by all the revealed scriptures. Purport. In this verse, the words sarvatra tad ikshanam describe the highest perfection of devotional service, in which one sees everything with reference to Govinda's activities. The highly elevated devotee never sees anything unrelated to Govinda. Stavara jangama deke na deke taramurti sarvatra hoya nija ishta deva spurti. Quote, the Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 8.274. Even in this material world, a devotee does not see materially manifested things. Instead, he sees Govinda in everything. When he sees a tree or a human being, a devotee sees them in relation to Govinda. Govindam Adipurusham. Govinda is the original source of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadirada Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Quote, Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. End quote. Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 1. The test of a perfect devotee is that he sees Govinda everywhere in the universe, even in every atomic particle. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. This is the perfect vision of a devotee. It is therefore said, Narayanam ayam dhiraha pashyanti paramartinaha jagat daru jagat danamayam lubdaha kamuka kamani mayam. A devotee sees everyone and everything in relationship with Narayan, Narayanam ayam. Everything is an expansion of Narayan's energy. Just as those who are greedy see everything as a source of money-making, and those who are lusty see everything as being conducive to sex, the most perfect devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, saw Narayan even within a stone column. This does not mean, however, that we must accept the words Daridra Narayanam, which have been manufactured by some unscrupulous person. One who actually envisions Narayan everywhere and makes no distinction between the poor and the rich. To single out the Dharidna Narayan, or poor Narayan, and reject the Dhani Narayana, or rich Narayana, is not the vision of a devotee. Rather, that is the imperfect vision of the materialistic persons. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again, in this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see him everywhere is the only goal of life. This much alone is the ultimate goal of human life, as explained by all the revealed scriptures. So this is the simple essence of Krishna consciousness, as given by Prahlad Maharaj in his teachings to the sons of the demons. The essence is to render service to the Lord and to see the Lord everywhere. As Lord Krishna told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mam Anusmara Yudhya Cha, remember me and fight. In other words, do your service to me, Arjuna's particular service that he was asked by Lord Krishna to do was to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. But he didn't ask him simply to fight, but Mam Anusmara, to remember him, see him in everything. So that is what we should be striving for, to be always engaged in Krishna's service and activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should be striving for that. And at the same time, we should be striving to see Krishna always and in everything. So, there are many ways to see Krishna. One way is to see Krishna in the form of the deity, the Archa-Vigraha, that is Krishna's mercy to us. With our present blunt material senses, we're not initially capable of seeing Krishna in his original transcendental spiritual form. Therefore, out of his mercy, Krishna makes himself visible in the form of the Archa-Vigraha, the deity. So devotees very much like to see, you know, the transcendental form of the Lord in that way. The deity of Radha, Krishna, the deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And there are also, you know, the paintings of the form of the Supreme Lord and his pastimes. Srila Prabhupada called, you know, these paintings windows to the spiritual world. So, you know, people like to gaze through windows at nice scenery, but the nicest scenery is the scenery of the form of the Supreme Lord, his devotees, his pastimes. So devotees are very eager to see these things. You know, they like, you know, being in a temple where everywhere you look, you know, there is some reminder of Krishna. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, Lord Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita, always think of me. and become my devotee. So if we're in a situation where we're always seeing things that are directly representative of Krishna and his pastimes and teachings, that is very helpful for the cause of becoming a devotee. And then also to see the devotees of the Lord, that is also very helpful. Srila Prabhupada has explained that devotee means, you know, one who reminds one of Krishna. So when we see devotees in nice Vaishnav dress with tilak, this reminds us of Krishna, and it's a very auspicious thing to see. Yeah, in the temple where all the devotees are there, that is very nice to see. It reminds us of Krishna. And yeah, when we go out into the world and where there is so much that is not directly representing Krishna's form, it's always nice, you know, when we encounter a devotee or an image of Krishna or hear the sound of Krishna's name or somehow or other, you know, just, you know, in the course of activities out in the world, to encounter something that directly reminds us of Krishna. But then, you know, one can also perceive Krishna in an indirect way, and Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that a devotee is expert in connecting everything with Krishna somehow or other. I was reading in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, you know, how, you know, Prabhupada during World War II, you know, he was living in Kolkata as a householder with his wife and children, and some Japanese bombers flew over Calcutta and they were dropping some bombs. And when that started happening, most people left Calcutta for the countryside. You know, Srila Prabhupada's grown children, you know, they left, you know, to go to other places. Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada says. But he said his wife would not leave their house in Calcutta. He said, they may bomb, but I will not go. So Srila Prabhupada said, therefore I had to stay in Calcutta. And, you know, the bombs were coming, you know, dropping close to his neighborhood. And he said, I was also seeing that as a form of Krishna. But not the most lovable form. So the devotee learns to see, you know, everything in connection with Krishna. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself gives directions about how he can be seen indirectly in different aspects of material nature. Of course, ultimately, everything is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matas Sarvam Pravartate. Everything is coming from me, Lord Krishna explains. So, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, you know, everything is ultimately Brahman, a spiritual energy of the Lord. But in this world, we make, you know, distinctions between the material energy of the Lord and, you know, the spiritual energy of the Lord. But Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita gives instructions about how one can perceive him even in the material energy. Rasoham apsukantaya prabhasmi sashi suryayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdike paurasham nishu. Krishna explains, I am the pure taste of water. So water is a material thing, but when we taste clean, pure water, we experience a kind of pleasure. And the pleasure that comes from that taste of pure water, that is a manifestation of Krishna's qualities in that element. Prabhasmi Sashi Surya Yo, people see the light of the sun and the moon. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that is another manifestation of his energy, of his potency. So therefore, when a devotee sees the light of the sun or the light of the moon, thinks of Krishna. Powersham Nishru, ability in man. Sometimes we see people, they display some amazing talent or ability. So ultimately, that is coming from Lord Krishna. But at the end of that chapter, it's called Opulence of the Absolute. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Mama Tejam Sasambhava, all those opulences that we observe in the material world are just a spark of his splendor. So we may see some amazing or beautiful thing in this world, and we can recognize in it a partial expression of Krishna's potencies. And that should remind us of Krishna directly. Just like when a mother sees a child's toy, she thinks of the child. it's something that's connected with the child, and then her mind immediately goes to the child. So in the same way, the devotee of Krishna may see things that are connected with Krishna. He understands what the connection is, but then his mind immediately goes to Krishna directly. So, we may see the direct form of the Lord. We may be reminded of the form of the Lord by seeing manifestations of his opulences and energies in different aspects of material reality. And we may also see Krishna in different situations that come up. Now Krishna says that tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham, for the devotees who are constantly engaged in my service, I provide their necessities. So devotees should see that I am a devotee, I'm performing devotional service, so Krishna is providing, my necessities somehow or other. It's important for a devotee to see that. It may appear, the necessities are being provided by my hand or, through the temple or through this means or that means, but ultimately, Krishna is providing the necessities for his devotees. Not just his devotees, but for everyone. Krishna's providing the nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. It's explained in the Upanishads that we're all spirit souls. Krishna is the supreme spirit soul, but he's the one who's providing for everyone. So the devotees, the pure devotees, you know, they try to see, you know, Krishna in everything, the hand of God in everything. You know, there's, you know, film in the movie theaters now, Life of Pi. And the basic message of it is, it's about a person, you know, of Indian background, but he learns to see God's presence in everything. So that's what's being advised here, to always be serving Krishna somehow or other. I mean, sometimes we may try to make a distinction between, okay, I may have a job that I'm doing and that's just work, and then I may come to the temple and do some service. But actually, on a higher level, you could see everything as service. You know, even, you know, one may be working at some job in the material world, but if one is living the life of a devotee and, you know, contributing somehow or other to the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement with the fruits of one's work, and, you know, maybe maintaining a deity in one's house, then, you know, even one's so-called ordinary work is service to Krishna. And then, of course, there are the activities that we perform, you know, directly in the service of the spiritual master, and, you know, maybe within the temple. But actually, a devotee should be striving to see everything as service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or as related to that. So we should always be rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iha yasya hirodasye karmana manasagira nikila sapivastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. If one is always rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karmana by one's activities, manasa by one's thoughts, gira by one's speech, then one is in the liberated position, even though within the material world, and that's the position that's being described in the verse today, one is always rendering service, but at the same time, one is always thinking of Krishna, seeing Krishna in everything, within and without. Now, in the modern civilization, they're trying to do everything the opposite way, not to serve the Supreme Lord, but to serve themselves individually and collectively without any consciousness of God. You know, the material scientists, they're trying to eliminate God from their picture of life and the universe. And therefore they have created a civilization which is, you know, very materialistic, and it's designed to try to get people, for the most part, you know, to forget, you know, God, what to speak of God in his original form, Krishna. You know, they want to have, you know, secular society and live in forgetfulness of God. And in the subterranean heavenly planets, they've actually achieved that position. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, the residents of the subterranean heavenly planets, they've managed to completely forget God and Krishna, and they have a very opulent life, even more opulent than in the heavenly planets of the demigods, according to the descriptions. But even so, in the end, they have to confront God in the form of death, because no one is immune from that. And Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Kalosni Lokashaya Krit, I am time, the destroyer of everything, ultimately. But Prahlad Maharaj is explaining here the essence of Krishna consciousness, to always be engaged in service and seeing Krishna everywhere. So that should be the only goal of life. So to the extent that we have other goals, we have not arrived at the perfect state of Krishna consciousness. So this verse, it can inspire us to analyze our lives, analyze our activities, analyze our vision, and see to what extent that we have to improve in our practice of Krishna consciousness. So does anybody have any question or comment? Tattvavit Prabhu? Usually we like to have questions on the current verse and talk. Yeah. Does anybody have a question on anything, today?
I do.
Okay.
No, go first.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu. You're speaking very nicely about Smaranam, remembering the Lord, while seeing the manifestations in this material world, the light and the sun and the moon, the taste and water, so on and so forth. But in that process, devotees making a distinction between the subject and the object, that is, I see the moon and then I think of Krishna. However, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, I'm of the understanding that we're not supposed to have that same perspective, that there's some distinction between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself. Personally, I still find this very difficult. I don't see Krishna as being his holy name. Rather, when chanting, I guess what I'm asking then is, because I'm not on that level of realizing Krishna as being the same as his holy name, is it therefore acceptable that while chanting, sometimes I intentionally think of or remember the qualities of Krishna, the activities of Krishna, the form of Krishna, so on and so forth?
Yes, that's okay, but at least theoretically we should accept that Krishna is non-different from his name. And if we're not appreciating that, we should hope that at some point, someday, I will understand that Krishna is non-different than his name.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhu?
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu. I was always curious about, at the time of death, when you're thinking of Krishna, depending on one's mode, for example, if one died in a mode of ignorance, but throughout their life they perform devotional service and chanting the holy names, does one have to actually pay for the sins that they did commit and then take another body, or is it automatically at the time of death? Do they automatically get another body?
For an ordinary, conditioned soul, they're taken, by the agents of Yamaraj, and before they get their next body, they have to go through some suffering in a hellish planet. there are descriptions like that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. My understanding is that for a devotee, it's not exactly like that. One takes another human birth and takes up where one left off in one's progressive path to Krishna consciousness. That's my best understanding. Of course, there can always be exceptions. There are specific cases in Shastra, for example, the case of Maharaj, was it took birth as a deer? Yeah, Bharat Maharaj. He had made some progress, but then, he didn't get a, because of his specific offense, he had to take one body as a deer, before taking another human form and as a devotee. So, there may be, normally if a person is degraded to the form of an animal, they don't take another human form unless, they go through many, many species until, again, they attain the human form. But, so there may be some cases where a devotee has to take a life in a non-human form before, again, attaining a human form. Okay, class time is over. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.